Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, to Journey into the Light here for the James Peterson Hour. And we're very happy to have James back here to Journey into the Light. And James has a special guest on later on in the program. James will be taking your calls, so dial on into the show, 347-884-8245. And I just want to say to the listeners hearing my voice that know the show, know how long the show's been on, 9 years. I've hosted over 4,000 shows. And since December, we've started something very near and dear to my heart with the help of Jennifer Taylor, who runs the Quantum Touch. It's a healing modality out of Hawaii. What we've done is we've started a Journey into the Light homeless mission. And it's to help the less fortunate out there that don't have homes, don't have a place to stay like us. And I've been going out there pretty much daily, and I've been posting my pictures to see that people can visualize what we're doing. And I have to tell you, today I went out and spoke to two gentlemen. Both of them were through the Vietnam War. And one of them, he said that, you know, he saw just the most awful things. And then he was sprayed over several times with chemicals. And since then, he came home. He's got slurred speech, has a hard time walking. He's just not the... as he told me, not the man he was before he went and served our country. And now he's homeless. And I spoke to another guy who, this is the second time I've come in contact with him. His name is James also. And he served in the Vietnam War, and he gave his limbs. He's got no legs, but he's got just a beautiful spirit about him. And like I said, today was the second day. I helped him out and spoke to him, and he said, you know, you're Michael, you're with that homeless mission, right, with the camera? We had a good laugh on that. And I haven't seen him in a couple of weeks, but he still had the memory. So these people are not drunks, they're not drug addicts, and it's not becoming on us to make a judgment on them. But, you know, I got to thinking, and I received a message from Spirit, and that Spirit was telling me, you know, that, you know, we're not doing enough, that, you know, I so believe the near-death experiences, and everybody talks about how we get a life review and how our life is reviewed based on things we've done, but also based on the things we could have done and we didn't do. And I see this as something with the large amount of people that come through this show on a daily basis, that we could create something awesome, but it needs a conductor. And I've, for reasons trying not to upset other people, a lot of times I haven't even talked about it. But Spirit talked to me, basically kicked me in the butt and said, get moving with this. And so I'm going to be speaking about it, and I'm going to give out an incentive to folks out there. And folks who if that's not enough, and I just want people to think for just for a minute. I would appreciate James giving me the couple of minutes here. I want people to think that, you know, we all think that, if we donate, we're tight on money, and if we donate, we might be homeless. Just think about it. If you donated $5, $10, $20, $40, $50, $100, would you be homeless tomorrow? Would you? Really ask yourself that question. And I think most of us would say no. Now, I know there's some out there. I spoke to someone at last show who is homeless, who was having to clean someone's home just to have a room. And I said, well, I'm not talking about you, sister. I said, my prayers are with you. And so those people, I'm not talking about, but the majority of people that listen to this show, we can do more. We can do more. The judgment's not on us. I mean, the Bible is full of stories of the Good Samaritan and people alongside the road, and the test was on them. Will they give? Will they help? And there was an angel on the side of the road. Once it was Jesus. And if Jesus or an angel was on the side of the road, there'd be full of people. Like, for example, I saw this guy today sitting in a wheelchair in the Walmart parking lot. He served this country. Car by car by car, went on by him like he was a nobody. But what about if that was Jesus sitting in that chair? Jesus Christ sitting in the wheelchair. It would be just just lines to all the way from here to the coast. People want to say, I'm a good person, I'll help you. Yes, Jesus. How do we know that's not Jesus? We don't. And I know me, I don't want that on my life review. So we can do so much more. My brothers and sisters, the link is there. No matter if you're listening to me live or archive, the link is on the show page right there. When you click on it, right in the very top, there's a GoFundMe link. Last very first show we did, our guest donated $100 and a caller donated $20. And I know James Peterson, the host of this show, donated several weeks ago $50. And thank you so much, James. And, you know, that is what we're all about. You know, we're spiritual people. We don't judge. We help our brothers and sisters. So the link is there. My soul is just breaming out, and I just can't keep it locked up anymore. I just can't. So this is and the last thing I was going to say is, so for the folks who donate to the show or have donated recently, I'm going to bring those people up first. Our thank you, Journey into the Light, for helping and supporting this show. Everybody will still have a chance to get in, and I'm not saying, you know, I'm just saying, you know, our thank you, our, you know, I believe we got to pay it forward. So there you go. And I'm not going to take up any more time. Let's bring on our brother here, James Peterson, to the show. Welcome back, James. Thank you for the time.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you for living your true heart. I mean, I just feel when you're animated in that way, it's so important to be able to trust that and give expression to that. So that's what you're doing. You're living your heart.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Yes, it just comes out. So, you know, today I fell down, and as I got back up and I thought, you know, I'm okay. This is bigger than me, and let's go forward and let's go help some more people. So on we went.
Amen. Amen. So we're going to talk to this show. This show is going to be about opening to God in your life. So I just want to share what my experience has been doing this documentary. I'm going to have somebody on today called Rob Geyer, and he's a dear friend, soul brother of mine. We share the same heart and same consciousness. And, you know, what I see is that he's living his true heart. He is developing his own abilities, his own awareness, his own wisdom. And really what that was is about going back to the truth of who he is. So what I'm going to share with you, looking at all these videos I've been doing with people all across the country, living their true heart for this documentary I'm creating called Living Your True Heart, what I've come to the awareness is was something really surprising even to me. What I recognized in everything was that the truth is that we are God's heart. We are God's heart. Now just think about that for a second. We're always trying to find God. We're trying to be good enough to be able to receive God's love. We're trying to do all these different ways of trying to reach God in all these higher ways. And honestly, God is already within us. But what is God? How do we connect with God? What is the nature of God? Well, I mean, what I see is God is love. God is love. So again, whether you're listening to this later on in the archives or listening right now, I just want you to take a second and just bring to yourself that truth, that awareness that I have God within me. And if I'm willing to live my true heart, I'm living that expression that God is in me, that love that God is in me. And if that's in a creative way, or if that's developing healing abilities or special awareness in some way of some extrasensory perception or some ability to have psychic gifts or whatever your spiritual nature and gifts and abilities are, by going back to your true heart, by going back to what really matters to you, what animates you, that spirit in you, what's really driving you, what you're seeing as God's eyes seeing through you. I mean, if you really look at the truth that we're one with God, then when you're reaching out to help someone, you're God's arms and hands in this world. And if you're looking through this heart of compassion, you're looking through God's eyes at other people. So Michael talks about reaching out to these people that need our help, whether it's veterans or people that are really struggling financially to be able to take care of themselves and have a home and have shelter and be taken care of. Whether that's Jesus or whether it's your neighbor or whether it's someone on the other side of the world, it's still God. What I recognize is that Jesus came to this world to show us what we are, not to make himself special, not to say I'm special, look at me, I'm special. He said that in you, in everyone, is that God, that God self, that heart, that compassion, that love, that mercy that looks at every single human being, every single life form with love. So you have that within you. When you let go of all the judgments about yourself and all these ways you judge other people, you come back to this place of unconditional love. And unconditional love means love without conditions. And that's something you just feel. You feel this feeling of love for your brother, for your sister. You feel this love for yourself. So going back to our true heart is coming back home to what's real in us. And what's real in us is God. God, the beginning, the Alpha Omega, the Christ, however you want to look at it, whatever religion you're coming from, whatever belief system you're coming from, it really goes back to the one. And that one is that what we all share. And again, in my understanding of that truth is that we really all are God's heart. However, are we willing to express God's heart? Now, Michael made the choice today, you know, to express God's heart in him as he was experiencing it. He's feeling spirit move him. He's feeling spirit guide him. He's taking this choice each and every moment to say, you know what, I want to help these people. I'm going to drive down there. My wife and I, we're going to support them. I'm going to get other people to be involved with this. Well, just imagine Jesus being on this earth and what he wanted. He wanted to have people follow him that really saw in him something that they saw in themselves as God. He's saying, follow me. Let's help our brothers and sisters. Let's help them to be able to be more aware of who they really are. Let's help heal them in some way that they can come back to the truth of what's real in them. For healing is truly becoming what you are. And when you can become aligned with your own soul, become aligned with your own true heart, that affects your body, every single cell of your body. That affects how you see things, how you feel things. That affects what you attract into your life. What's more healing than that? So yes, you want to find God, you want to open to God, just take a breath and breathe in and breathe out and recognize with that breath you're aligning with your soul. And as you align with your soul and you feel that heart of love in you, you are one with God. It doesn't matter what else happens after that. It's just a choice. Am I willing to give expression to what I feel? If I feel love for my brother and my sister, if I feel love for these animals in the world that are being treated cruelly, if I feel love for somebody on the other side of the planet and I don't let these divisions between nations affect me or any political official affect how I see other people, I'm going to see them with love because that's my true heart. And that's not based on any time or any space. That's based on an eternal truth that I am one. I'm one with my brother. I'm one with my sister. I'm one with all life. Because in that oneness, we are one with God. We're one with our true heart. So as I express this, I think about Rob. I think about what he's experiencing on his path, what he's experienced on his path, and what he's given expression to now. He's given expression to his true heart. He's getting in touch with his healing gifts and abilities. He's getting in touch with these stories within himself he's able to share with people to awaken to them to the truth of who they are. And all he can do is share these things. All he can do is invite people to these things. Just like Michael, he can invite people to share their whatever they have to help these people. He can have people look through his eyes and say, look at these people. They're beautiful souls. They deserve our love. They deserve our kindness. They deserve our mercy. They deserve for us to see them as God, expression of God that they are. And maybe they are offering us the ability to be able to be compassionate. Maybe they're offering us the ability to be able to humble ourselves and be merciful. Maybe they're offering that ability to us. And if we accept that invitation and we help them, we feel more connected to God and ourselves. Maybe that's our gift that we receive from them. That's God in them giving us that gift. Because God is in everyone and everything, giving us these opportunities every single moment. So can we open to God? So Rob is going to talk with us about how he's experiencing this oneness with God, how he's experiencing this love of his heart, how he's receiving this teaching called the Little Buddha Teaching. And this Little Buddha Teaching is all about us becoming more aware of our true connection with everyone and everything, our true nature. And at the same time, we can read our spiritual texts. We can read all these wonderful books on self-help and being able to connect with our spirit. However, what's most important is our direct experience. And Rob will share about his direct experience he's had of these Jesus visions. So he's experienced the awareness of being and looking through the eyes and feeling through the heart of Jesus in the time he was here. He experienced those exact visions. So let's just say this before Rob comes on, that we all have this opportunity to connect with ourselves in this way we were aligned with our most authentic self. And my understanding is our most authentic self is our oneness with God, our oneness with love, our oneness with the universe, our oneness with our brother, our sister, all life. That is our true connection. That is our true identity. That is our true opportunity to live from our own true heart and to bring heaven to this earth. Because heaven, when it comes to this earth, is going to be a matter of seeing our connection with everyone and everything that it's always been, that we finally just woke up and say, wow, now I know my real connection to everyone and everything. Now I know God in my heart. So being friends with my brother Rob and seeing our heart and our consciousness so connected as one, I know him as myself. I know Jesus as myself. I know Buddha as myself. I know Kuan Yin as myself. I know all these masters, guides, and teachers as myself because they all came from that one heart. That one heart that you have, that everyone has. So just acknowledge that one heart you'll already have. You're already good enough to receive, and it's constantly blessing you when you can just open yourself to it. So, Michael, can you bring my brother Rob on to the air?
Hello, James.
Hello, my brother. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Ah, just just feeling so blessed, you know, just so blessed to be aware of the truth in my heart and to know that the heart's always speaking to me and bringing me to everyone and everything that's brought me to you, that's brought us to everyone right now in the air. So I know you wanted to share today with people about what it is to open to God and how that brings about this awareness and these choices. Would you be willing to share more about that, Rob?
Sure, I would. I'd love to. I think that there's all sorts of things that have happened to all people as they've grown and developed. It really struck me when I was thinking about what is it? What does it mean to be open to, and how does that happen? And I really went kind of backwards a little bit into the development as a child and what it is that you see as a child. And so many people are brought up in some form of a traditional setting, and their way of opening to God is being told by someone else what it all means, what various things are and how the world works and what you should believe in. And that if they accept that, that it becomes something on face value until it ever moves inside them. So what ends up happening to a lot of people I see is that what they were taught is not very deep. It isn't tested. And so when something comes into their life and they experience some kind of a difficulty, then it's a challenge and a test of their faith. And oftentimes it's not enough. It's not deep enough. It's not strong enough. And so they go searching. And quite often the searching is headed toward all sorts of dead ends, you know, that it can be into the drug world or alcohol or fame, something that leaves them still lacking. And so this idea of opening to something different, something beyond the ordinary, becomes much, much more important. And so what I've discovered, what I've seen through other people is that once the shift of your awareness is from all those things that are outside you to the inside of you, then there's this opportunity to actually connect to what you're calling the one heart, the true path. And that it's something that ends up happening as a conscious decision, so that we have great gifts. One of the greatest gifts is that of free will, so that we get to choose, so that no one can tell us what we must believe, that we're always able to decide that on our own. And so the ability for someone to actually look for something deep inside themselves and to come to an understanding that there is something there, they know that there is, and then looking outside in the world, there are a number of sources, like you were mentioning about, there are texts and really good books, there's music that point to the inside, to where God within you exists. And it's like you said, that once you're connected to that, you have everything. And that it's a beautiful, wonderful connectedness that you realize transcends beyond just you. You realize that it's not all about your life, it's about your life connected to everyone else's life. So for me, I was never drawn to those other directions. I was drawn early on into the world inside me. And I think that it was something that was part of my plan, and that it was up to me to decide that once I arrived at a place where it became conscious that I wanted this more than anything else, I wanted to be reconnected to God, to feel it. Because it really feels to me that those people that have surrounded me in my own experience is that if you're feeling distant and disconnected, that is the very definition of hell, that you're nowhere near or close to your sense of yourself being a part of the one, part of the divine. So that if you take the opportunity that says, look inside, come find me, and that you move in that direction, you will find that divine connection. And there are so many ways that can be done. And I know that you had mentioned about Jesus' visions and little Buddha. So I'll share a little bit about that, and that I believe that because I open myself, that I can conceive that God is me, it's everyone around me, it's everything that there is, that's a concept I can hold. And then the shift in awareness moves to whether I can believe that that's really the case. Do I believe that that's personally true for me? And so there were experiences during my life where I did not feel, you know, it's one thing to intellectually understand that as a concept. It's another to actually feel it inside you and then to be able to live your life from that feeling, trusting that feeling. That's where it gets a beautiful and amazing experience to be living on this earth, because you're living here, but you're still connected to the divine. So being able to allow yourself to conceive of that being the case and to personally believe it, and then all there's left is acting on that belief. And the acting on it can be just saying, I'm open, I'm ready, I would love to be filled by something more, something deeper. So 11 years ago, I experienced a set of four visions, and they were Bible stories that I was familiar with, but they happened in such a way that it was almost trance-like, and it was single-focused in that I saw and I heard and I sensed everything that was going on in each one of those four stories, and it became extremely real to me, more real than what I'd been experiencing before the vision began. And as powerful and as magnificent as that is, it's nothing without the feeling that goes along with it. So that it was feeling what was in Jesus' heart to be able to share with all of us here, those that he was personally connected to and those that Jesus is connected to at all times, that can reach all peoples. And that's just one dimension, I feel, of the divine that Jesus was, that it's not the case that it's the only way to, that there are folks that are not culturally predisposed to be open to Jesus, but they're open to the spiritual in their own cultures, in their own worlds, and that leads them just as surely to the divine. But that's a familiarity out of a culture I grew up in, and perhaps that's the reason why that was the first of the most powerful experiences for me, was to actually be there and to feel exactly what was happening. And so I wrote the text down of what it is that I experienced, and then I went and I searched out those passages in the Bible and I compared them. And they were so, so drastically different, because the Bible basically is a rendering of sort of the facts of the situation without much of the heart of the situation. And so what these did was, these brought out the depth, the richness of what it was Jesus was feeling, the same things that any one of us could feel, can feel. And so being open to the idea that experience was possible, I think, opened the door for it to occur. And similarly, there is a book that developed as a single story. I had no idea that it was really going to alter into an entire book, but it was the voice of a small girl, 6 years old, and she was playing on the beach. And there was a man nearby who was observing her, and he was mystified and baffled by the way that she was behaving. It was foreign and irrational to him, so he had to approach her. And he did, and he asked her about why it was that she was doing what she was doing. And she said, why not? And so he could not comprehend. So he had to think about that, and he approached her the next day and the next day. And through this series of approaching of her, there began a conversation. And so he decided that maybe it was time for him to actually accept the teacher when the teacher appeared, regardless of what their age is. And I think that's a really important thing for us all to realize, that as we live our lives here, we don't know necessarily who all our teachers are going to be. One of them can be the person who is handed a $20 bill or a $10 bill who's homeless. And it alters their faith in the rest of mankind around them. And something changes in that person, and something changes in the giver. Those kinds of things can happen all the time when we're aware and when we're paying attention. And that's largely what the story of Little Buddha is about, because she mentors him. Even though he's much older and perceptually would be much wiser, she's a very clear channel because she's not weighed down by the conventions and all of the thought processes. Her mother has taught her how to save space for the important things and not to get bogged down in all sorts of things that move you away from the inner peace and the inner feelings of love that you can have and that you can share with others. It's been such an enriching divine experience, and I'm so honored to be a part of it. I hear her voice and I hear his voice, and I'm allowed to participate by throwing in some of the things that I've actually experienced, and so it's a harmony of all of that that ends up in the story. It's just a beautiful thing.
Rabbi, I know you're making reference to the Jesus visions, and you know, I looked in the Bible and under Matthew 14, 25 to 30, and I know I can read this and I can share exactly what was written, but again, you experienced it. Can you talk about the experience you had of where Jesus had Peter come out into the water and what that experience was like, how you felt and how you saw it and how you felt as Jesus is experiencing it through Jesus, I guess?
Yes. Well, the unique and amazing thing, I guess, about it is that the actual moment-to-moment physical experience was something that it was just there as if I was living it. And what held all of that and what drew really the love and importance to me is that I felt it inside my heart, inside my being, that Jesus was inside of me, or I was inside of him, hard to say which, maybe both, and that I can see the disciples in their boat out on the water, and I'm walking on the water just as easily as if I'm walking on the land. And Peter is so overtaken by emotion that he wants to come and greet me. And so I can feel what it is that he's feeling, this energy that he wants to come be with me, and that he's not conscious of the fact that he steps out of the boat and starts to walk, and suddenly it dawns on him, this is not real, I cannot do this. And so he begins to sink because his reality has shifted. He's no longer in the instant when he stepped out of the boat, and his whole heart and his whole mind have altered to become more of the human perspective. And so Jesus reaches out and he touches Peter and he holds him and he's able to bring him right up out of the water and to help him into the boat. And as they're in the boat, you get this sense, I got this sense that Peter, he's now very, very upset with himself for his lack of faith. And Jesus speaks to him and reassures him about his faith. And there's this energetic interchange that happens that takes away all of Peter's human perspective and his sorrow and his upset, and creates in him the loving feeling that Jesus washed over him. And part of what I take away from that is that is the way Jesus is with all people. There is this beautiful, deep, loving feeling for all people, for all situations. There is never a sense that that there is condemnation, there are no demands, there are no requirements. And so any of the thoughts that Peter had about that or the other disciples had that those things are human things and that the Spirit can wash over those and change the way that you look at yourself and at life, and that you come to realize that what's really important is the love that's inside of you. And as that builds up, becomes stronger, the natural thing for it to do is to overflow. And it moves on to others, and it moves outward, you know, just like Michael was experiencing. The Spirit moves him outward. He feels he needs to, he has to, he wants to do this. Much the same as you and I have talked about with your true heart path, that it's something inside you that just moves beyond you, and you want to share that, and share that that's possible for everyone to experience.
So Rob, you know, we talk about this being like Christianity because it's Christ Jesus. Well, what I look at is this message that Jesus is talking about. It's about a person saying, I'm going to take a step of faith. So Peter says, you know what? I really want to join Jesus. I want to join him in this experience of being in communion with God, this higher dimensional reality, which seems to, you know, really defy what a lot of physics are. I want to join in that experience. I want to become one with that experience. So anybody of any faith, of any belief system, can really equate with that. I know Jesus taught through the parables. You know, the parable of the sower, and talking about how some people are really ready to receive this seed, and other people, you know, their soil is really not fertile yet. So wherever we are on our path, we have this ability to be able to receive, and that's opening to God. So what Jesus was saying in this teaching was that, you know, you're going to take the step of faith, and I'm going to be there to receive you, and I love you no matter what. So be willing to take that next step, and that next step, and that next step, and you're not alone.
Yes, absolutely. And so important to recognize, I feel, so important to recognize that each individual is going to find some spiritual connection that is really potent for them, something that really touches deep inside of them, that we didn't all come here with the exact same idea or experience or desire, and that we're really going to use and connect to what touches us the most. And for some people, it will be Jesus. It will be the Christ consciousness. For others, they name the divine in a different way. And they all are able to do this based on the way that God views all life here. It's one God, one divine. And people choose to name it and to feel about it in different ways, but it doesn't change what it is. And we're all part of the same one being.
Yeah, that's what I call our true heart, because I feel even though the heart is expressed in all these different ways, it's coming from that one source to love, to give expression to. And what I look at is that we all are these individual expressions of the one. So wherever we are in the world, whatever country we're in, whatever situation we're in our life, whatever circumstance we see, all we need to do is just take that next step and say, I'm going to trust in God to guide me this next moment. And God can be this feeling of love in your heart. I want to express this love. I want to feel this love and act on this love. So when Michael said the Spirit moved him, that's what we all have within ourselves. We have this animation, which Spirit is. And when we live from our true heart, I feel that that's what connects us with everyone and everything. We recognize and we see with compassion that my brother, my sister is myself.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's really important. I think that the fact that we have as many perceived problems as we do in the world is because there is a lack of that awareness. There is this sense that we are separate beings, and that we can act and do as we please, which we can, but that the outcome of acting in a self-serving way, the result of that is far different from acting in a way that creates harmony. And really, for folks, it's a simple thing. Anyone can test that same sense out any time that they choose, even just in the walking next to and connecting with a person who's homeless or passing them by. It's just another opportunity to be able to connect with one spirit.
Well, like you said too, Rob, it's all about free will. So I can share about what I feel is true. You can share what you feel is true. Each person's got to connect with what they feel is true. Each person's got to make a choice to be able to give expression to what they feel. And we're creative beings. I think our true nature is creative. And we can express our creativity in an infinite number of ways. So you may do it through writing a book now, through Little Buddha, that just really you feel so passionate about, and you feel so blessed to be able to have that experience to give expression to it. And then all of a sudden you bring it into the world, and it's another thing in the world that people can touch and receive and be able to really gain from some sense of who they really are.
Yes, and I feel blessed in order to be able to do that. And I think for me what's ended up happening is that I've been reluctant in the past for any number of reasons to fully embrace who I am, and that I have, over the past maybe 2 years, let that go, released that being small and embraced the being large and radiant. It seemed so hard for me to accept because I was taught, and society teaches, not to be too big. You know, that there's a negative connotation given, or there are expectations that you can't possibly live up to if you're big. But there is a speech that Nelson Mandela gave, but that was written by Marianne Williamson, and in it she was talking about the radiance of each of us, and that one of our fears, one of our greatest fears, is not the fear of failure, but the fear of wild success. And I understand what it is that she's saying, because it's so hard sometimes to look at yourself and say, am I really this big, radiant, wondrous being connected divinely to God? That just seems too large, too beyond me. And yet it isn't. It's exactly who we are. Each one of us, it's who we are. And I think that one of the things that's happened is, as I've accepted the truth of that and tried to live according to the truth of that, it's not that I have to get wrapped up in how other people feel about me. It's really about me being who I came here to be. But I see what ends up happening is that other people are brought up. They're lifted up as a result of one person who stands and says this out loud and then lives it. So I really understand a little bit more about how Jesus' life was, that he was fully that, that he was giving himself the complete and utter freedom to be the divine being that he was, and to show us that everyone can do what I do, even greater things than these they can do.
That's exactly what he said. All that I can do, you will do, and more.
Yes, absolutely. And I believe
so. He basically was saying that you are what I am, and what I am and what you're seeing me express, you're going to be able to do that, and you're going to even do more than this. So if we truly do accept our divine nature, we're a spiritual being having a human experience. So we're going to have feelings. We're going to be in these bodies. We're going to feel pain. We're going to go through certain challenges. But what I look at is every single challenge is an opportunity to connect with our divine nature. Because we can say, I'm opening myself to a greater truth now. I'm going to let go of my limited mind. I'm going to move into the greater mind. I'm going to let go of what's happening in my life. I'm going to say, this is an opportunity for me to learn more about what it means to be humble, what it means to be able to trust more in something beyond what I can understand. So I feel what Jesus did, what I saw, was he basically said, you know, I'm going to give up my little will. I'm going to align myself with higher will, and I'm going to be willing to embody my true heart.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. And I think one of the most beautiful things within the book of Little Buddha is that in many of the stories there is a drawing in of the consciousness to the idea that there is only fear and love, and that often we get this wonderful feeling of love and we love to be in that, and there's wonder and miracles and amazement in that, and that we try to resist and to push away and to do everything we can to dodge the whole feeling of fear, that it's just too much for us. And what's really relayed within the context of the book is that those are the only two things. There is only fear and love. In true reality, there is only love, but in human appearance, there is the appearance of love and fear. And what fear is there to do is to point the way to love. That's its function. Fear is not there in order for us to have something so that we get wrapped up and we stay within the whole of fear. Fear is driving. It leads by its push. And that when we are afraid of something, whatever it is, whatever name it goes by, that there's something within that that is guiding us to love.
And you know, when Michael talks about homeless has a lot of different meanings. I think homeless means when you really feel you're not at home in yourself, when you really feel in some way that you've lost your way home and you're trying to find your way back home. So there's many people that are homeless that aren't necessarily homeless in the sense of the physical sense, but really losing touch with who they are, losing touch with the real connection, what's real in themselves. So there's many people out there homeless, and I think what Jesus really tried to help people said, you know, go back to your true heart. That's your home. And if you can love your neighbor as yourself, if you can love your enemies, no matter what they do, just love them and pray for them and bless them, that you recognize in everyone is that God. And when you recognize that, the pure of heart shall see God.
Yes. I believe that. That is absolutely true.
So I know with you, you're embodying more and more your healing abilities. You're embodying more and more your connection with the divine and the inspiration you receive. And I know it takes courage at first to do that. And I know also at the same time you experience the great blessing that just to be able to have that awareness and have that connection and have that ability to serve your heart.
It's really important for me. I would say, wanted this my whole life. It has been something that is a direction that I have been traveling, and to feel as though there is arrival in some of this, that yes, I've turned over and released and allowed and embraced the love that I feel from a direct communication with God. I've had conversations deep and intimate and honest and loving conversations with God for the past 20 years, and I think that the guidance that I've received has always been enormously and entirely true. It's always been delivered with a complete sense of love. Occasionally there is firmness, but there is firmness so that I'm actually paying attention. It's drawing me back rather than letting me spin out and lose what the message is. And this has been a wonderful experience, and it's something that anyone and everyone can have. They really can. It's just a quieting. It's an asking for the connection to God to speak in whatever way that God can be known to a person. And then to be quiet and open and allow in. It's an incredible experience.
Well, again, I feel so blessed to share this journey with you, my brother. And we talk about this all the time. It's like talking to ourselves when we talk to each other, because it really is.
Yes,
and,
it is.
And the journey you talk about, wanting to find that true heart, that's been my, since I walked on this planet, I felt it. And at first I said, you know, this isn't enough. I need to find some other kind of love. This love, you know, and I looked outside of myself for that love. And I finally said, that doesn't work, and that's never going to serve me. And I had to let go and trust to this love in myself and be guided by it. And now it's all this expression. It's the expression of this True Heart documentary I'm doing. It's the expression of this radio show. It's the expression of how I am with you and you are with me. It's just it's just all about God. It's all about love. It's all about living our truth. And we each have to make that choice, the choice that we choose to be who we are. We choose to be the expression of God we are, which means being these beings that are beyond what we can even imagine, which we can only take that next step in faith and in trust with God.
Yes. But I think that it always comes back to a free will choice, that it's something that is not a one-time choice. It's a constant choice. There's lots of places that detours can happen, and it's that awareness. Once you feel, though, that you have a connection and that it grows, it's not something that is as hard to get back to and to stay with, because you want to stay with it.
Well, that's that relationship.
Yeah.
It's a relationship, and that relationship grows and deepens with experience, with understanding, with discernment. And I think with any person, it's a relationship. You develop a relationship with someone. You go through different experiences with them. You learn more about yourself. They learn more about themselves. You learn to feel how you're really connected. So even with us, we've gotten together a number of times. Each time we get together, we feel more connected, more how we are each other.
Yes. Yes, and I think that's kind of what the reflection of love and the true path is. You can see in someone else what it is that is the true path, the true heart.
And I think just like Marianne Williamson says, if we're willing to shine our light, we get permission to other people to do the same. Because,
absolutely,
truthfully, we all are that light. And,
mm-hmm.
and if we can help other people to see that light, it's like I really go back. I mean, this just came to me right now in inspiration. The people that are really struggling in any way in their life, whether it's emotionally, physically, spiritually, psychologically, is because they've lost that sense of what home is. What
yes.
is home in their mind? What is home in their heart? What is home in their body? What is home in their spirit? So letting go of all these things that separate ourselves from ourselves, we learn to heal ourselves, and as we become healed, we can then offer that healing and that light to other people.
Yes. Yeah, that's it exactly.
So again, I'm so looking forward to reading your whole book. I know you read some chapters the other day when we were driving and talking with each other, and I know it's going to be such a blessing to this world. And I really do see someday Oprah having your book club and sharing your book and you being on there, and
mm-hmm.
and I really see that all coming together for you, because it's such a beautiful inspiration that we know it came from the God of your heart, and we know that that's the highest vibration, and that if people can be able to receive the high vibration in the way that they can awaken to the who they are, and bring more light into the world, why wouldn't the universe bless that?
Yes, and I believe it will. Yeah.
But more important than anything is that book is fostering your relationship with your God and you, and your true embodiment of who you are. And I think that's where it all begins, our relationship with ourself, you know, our connecting with our own God and ourself, our own creativity. This documentary that I'm doing, I feel so passionate. I'm getting up 4:35 in the morning and working all day on it. On the weekends, I'm going to have work. I'm doing before work and after work because I feel so passionate. I
yes.
feel so passionate to share this truth that we all are God's heart. We all have God's heart. We're all human beings. However, we're spiritual beings having human experience. And you can hear the God in me just wanting to say, come on, let's share with the world, just like Michael heard. Come on, Michael, share with the world. And now you're hearing, share it with the world, this little Buddha teaching. So
yes, yes. And I think that's what connects us. I think it's like what you said. First, it's within us. The important thing, we're here. It sounds selfish, but we are here for us. And then once we get it and once we feel it, there is a natural desire, because you want to overflow with that love, and it goes out from you, and then it's available to other people, and they can accept or they don't have to. It's entirely up to them. You know, maybe the part of their journey is not to hear it right now, but to hear it later. Maybe part of their journey is to say, you know, I don't believe in any of that, you know, and that is something they have to struggle to find their own truth. And what this does is maybe it sends them in a direction, and maybe that direction is exactly what they needed even though it's not something where they're saying, yes, I agree with what you're saying, but they find their own way to it. I think it all works in such a magical, mysterious way for people to find their own path.
To go back to what you said earlier, how we're all connected and we all affect each other, I really feel that every person is exactly where they are right now in relationship to everyone in their life and everything in their life, because where they are on their path right now, they're affecting everyone and everything along the way. And if they're going through doubts and they're having somebody that's really in a place of certainty, that's going to strengthen their certainty. And their certainty is going to affect the person with doubts. Or if a person's going through, for example, I talked to a woman the other day from a documentary, she talked about people with Down syndrome, somebody having Down syndrome. Well, look at the opportunity for someone to love someone unconditionally. Even if they can't give them anything except their love, they can receive that love and they can open themselves to this person that has Down syndrome and see them with love and compassion. Look at the beautiful opportunity this person is providing in the world. So if everyone sees themselves as that opportunity on their path right now, wherever they are, whatever they're going through, the next doctor they're going to meet, the next student they're going to meet, the next person they're going to meet down the road taking a walk and walking their dog and meeting their neighbor – it's all in divine order, so that where they are in themselves is perfect for right here and right now, for how it is that point of blessing in that moment.
It's an extraordinarily beautiful thing. There's even a section in one of the chapters about how everything is connected. All your dots are connected, and not only just your dots, but to everyone else's. The web would be astounding to us on a human level that it would be incomprehensible that we're all connected in such a marvelous love way. Just incredible.
So, Rob, with our hearts joined right now, let's do a prayer for Michael and all the work that he's doing, and let's do a prayer for the homeless of the heart and the mind and the spirit and the body, that we can really pray for them to be able to trust their path, trust their guidance, and to be able to recognize that God is always with them, God is always supporting them, and that when we can be able to return to the heart, return to home in ourselves, and see through God's eyes, and then be able to touch with God's hands these people that need help, that we will be guided, that we will be encouraged and supported and inspired to give exactly what's needed each and every moment. Like you said, every moment is that choice. Do I choose to love right now? Do I choose to act from that true heart right now? Continue the prayer, Rob.
Well, I think it's the depth inside you that you know there's something. There's something that you want. There's something you want to experience, to feel, to hope, to dream. And that to go into that place knowing that that is part of your divine nature and that it is all possible for you and that there are helpers along the way and that one of the most underused things is to ask for help and guidance and strength and love. Once you ask, it's always answered. And that it's a beautiful, wonderful, divine mystery that's how it works. But it's true, and that God is ever-present all around in every single situation, that we in our human way, we look and we've been taught to doubt that. We've been taught that that isn't the truth, and there will be people all around you all the time who will enrich and enhance that belief, and then it becomes a part of your choice. What is your choice? What do you want to experience in this world? Because that's why we're here. We're here to create an experience. In heaven, it's different. In heaven, it is an all-knowing. There isn't a question you can't ask that you don't already know the answer. It is a place of pure bliss. It's a place of joy, spontaneous joy in each moment. And so it's partly your choice. Do you want to remember that that's the truth? It's as simple as choosing to remember that that is what is true, and that it's up to you to decide about that and to then listen to your own heart. Go inside, spend some time meditating and being within you, and then once you get some sense of a direction, be with people who are like you, that will support you, who love you, who want to help you on your path.
Beautiful.
It's okay that other people want to do other things and that they want to say and they have their own perspective. Let them be who they are, but be who you want to be.
Amen. Amen. I know we're just finishing up here. It's just reaching that time. So Jesus said the kingdom of heaven lies within us. It lies within every one of us. So there we go. Connect with your true heart. Rob, thank you so much for sharing with me. I want to have you on another time. We can talk more about your little Buddha teachings. And I love you, brother.
I love you too,
love you,
James.
Michael.
Thanks for having me on.
My blessing.
All righty. You guys were great. Thanks a lot, James and Rob. Awesome. Thanks, guys. All right, that's going to do it for the show here with James Peterson. Always does an amazing hour. James is here each week, so make sure you write it down. Always a new guest and always just speaks so passionately from the heart, and I love it. Okay, so that's going to do it for tonight's programming. The guest after me were gracious enough to go ahead and reschedule because of my fall earlier. I'm going to take the evening off. I'm okay, but I think it's great to probably take a little time to reconnect with the body and everything and the soul and all that. We'll be ready for shows tomorrow. Many blessings to everybody. And thanks, Bonnie, for all your help and all that you do for me and being a true friend to me. It means a whole lot. And many blessings to everybody out there. Be blessed, my friends.